Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The other conversation that we've been having later on in this week was the fact that the UK has signaled that it might be or it will consider moving its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Jonathan Feldstein, founder of Genesis 123 Foundation, good morning. Thanks for joining us today. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. It's a pleasure. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. The fact that this is even a contemplation is obviously quite significant.
It's very significant, but if you'll let me share something that I had an amazing conversation about yesterday, which people can follow on my podcast, Inspiration from Zion, next month. This week is the first anniversary of the very first Native American tribe, the Cherokee tribe of northern Alabama, proposing a resolution, passing a resolution, recognizing Jerusalem as the undivided capital of the state of Israel. And it's so interesting that the Prime Minister of the of Great Britain made that indication this week as well, that now that the UK will consider moving its embassy to Jerusalem as well. The embassy is significant, but I have to say, when you have a tribe of Native Americans recognizing us also as the indigenous people of the land of Israel, I found that very moving. But I'm pleased and impressed with the British move so far.
Yeah, do you think it'll actually happen?
So I think we're in a place right now where it actually could happen, and I'll tell you why. It's an interesting coincidence that Liz Truss was inducted as Prime Minister the week that the Queen died, and we've just now passed her funeral. And one of the things that in the Jewish community in Israel specifically was critical, the Queen, of all the places in her 70 years that she visited, she never came here. And the conventional wisdom is that she didn't come here because it was politically inconvenient. It wasn't part of the government foreign policy. And now you have the last prime minister, the queen, I don't know what the proper term is, but that she invited to serve in this capacity. Now, following her death, and I don't know that the queen necessarily had a reason not to come here, but if the belief was that the government felt that there would be backlash all of these decades, and we didn't want to upset the Arabs, and we didn't want to upset anyone else. Now the government of the UK could be recognizing what the rest of the world should know, that you can make peace with Israel, that you can move the embassy and the sky doesn't fall. And I hope that the government will continue to have that awareness and wisdom and follow through. There's no reason why not.
Tony Blair was also a tremendous supporter of Israel. Is there any indication as to why he didn't initiate or discuss this?
Fabulous question. I've never considered that. Tony Blair was a good friend of Israel. Tony Blair also, if you remember, after his term as prime minister, was a very strong proponent and an active participant in trying to negotiate, bring peace between Israel and I think it was then already the Palestinian Authority. But Tony Blair, maybe he as an individual felt the need to stay unbiased and not want to move such a thing. But probably in the UK, and I'm not an expert there, like in the U.S., the foreign office, the U.S. has the State Department, the UK has its foreign office. Of course, the prime minister and the government are supposedly the ones who are tasked with establishing foreign policy. But if you have a bunch of career diplomats, so to speak, who don't think that it's advisable, they're not going to...
No matter what your own personal feeling is, yeah.
Right. And we've had many presidents of the U.S., we've had prime ministers of the U.K. Honestly, Boris Johnson was a great friend and supporter,
another one.
For all of his weaknesses, and in a conservative government. So maybe, and again, I don't know that it's connected to the Queen's death, but I think it's fascinating that the correspondence that she never came here, presumably because of political diplomatic considerations, and now maybe we're in a different generation. And to his credit, King Charles has certainly been tremendously supportive of the Jewish community, specifically Holocaust survivors. He's been here, albeit not on a official delegation. He was here for the funeral of Shimon Peres, and during that time he visited the grave of his grandmother, who was a righteous Gentile, saved Jews during the Holocaust.
Absolutely right. Absolutely fascinating. And we will. It'll be interesting to see where this goes. Jonathan Feldstein, founder of Genesis 123 Foundation, wishing you a fantastic Shabbat Shalom and a Shana Tova. Thank you for taking the time to chat to us.